Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler visited the cotton farm of Lee Cromley in southeast Georgia to make the announcement that EPA was issuing the new label and registration for dicamba herbicide for over-the-top use in both cotton and soybeans. That label will cover the 2021 through 2025 growing seasons. This is a critical and very important development for the cotton industry, given the need for this crop protection product to help control weeds within the cotton crop, and given what a large percent of U.S. cotton acres are now planted to varieties that are tolerant to dicamba. The National Cotton Council worked closely in providing EPA with data and information on the need for this tool and also the economic impacts and costs that growers would experience if they did not continue to have access to dicamba for weed control purposes. The new label is significantly different in some respects versus the label that had been in place through 2020, and that label had also been the subject of court challenges that required EPA to vacate that registration in the summer of this year. This label will require producers to add a pH buffering agent to the tank mix to help reduce volatility. It has an application cutoff date for cotton of July 30th, and it's also a simplified label and makes it specific that this label is only for over-the-top use on cotton and soybeans, thereby keeping the dicamba label for other uses separate and apart from this new over-the-top label. The National Cotton Council will be closely evaluating additional details and requirements of this label in the coming days.